And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.78, down 3.25 on the open. September, 4.82, down 5.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 4.02, up a half on the open. September, 4.14, up a half. December, 4.30, down 1. March, 4.47, up 1.5. May, 4.49, down 2.5 on the open. July corn opened at 259, up 3/4 on the open. September, 269, up a half. December, 279.5, down 2.25. March, 288.5, down 2.5. The red line, July, 301, down 1.5 on the open. July oats open at 197.5, up a half on the open. September, 191 unchanged. July beans opened at 604, down 9 on the open. August, 609.5, down 10. September, 614, down 9.5. November, 622, down 10. January, 630, down 10.25. March, 636, down 11. May, 639.5, down 9.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 176, down 180 on the open. August, 177, down 230. July soybean oil opened at 25.75, down 44 on the open. August, 25.90, down 48. At the Merck, May feeders opened at 102.20, down 20 on the open. August, 106.15 unchanged. September, 105.60, down 5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 77.47.5, up 7.5 on the open. August, 78.75, up 12.5. June lean hogs opened at 67, down 12.5 on the open. July, 66.50, down 2.5. August, 65.90, down 20. October, 57.55, down 17.5 on the open. And May bellies opened at 83.45, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's go ahead and get the easiest of the commodities to talk about out of the way. And this morning, that would be soybeans. There's a lot of negative news out ahead of the opening bell.
Well, beans are sort of the short end of the spreads here today, at least. Basically, looking at the raw fundamentals with Friday's numbers out, and in case we got ample supplies domestic and worldwide, and it looks like the new crop situations would go into 2006, 2007, we'll have ample world supplies, per se. Then also, too, is the sort of the cool down in the outside markets with the metals and the energies sharply lower today. That gives reason to believe that beans could probably slip back down and test the lower end of the range. There's some pretty good buy paper, though, in these Julys around $6, and the Novembers at $6.20. If you're able to penetrate those support levels, that would open the door for the beans to drop another 20 cents.
A lot of gaps down there in that November contract to fill, and I suppose you could see something all the way down to 5.97 1/4 potentially.
Well, yeah, over time there. That's the thing about if you just chart the day session alone, that's just creating all kinds of gaps, and that's only going to get worse or more prominent as time goes on due to pickup and volatility. We're going to see some good 20, 30-cent swings for no reason in the beans and probably some good 5 to 10-cent swings in the corn for no reason. But you're right, though. We take out 620. It's going to test the $6, if not lower.
Over in the wheat and corn, it started out to be a softer affair but has since firmed, and now we're testing both sides of the market. Traders can't seem to decide what to do here today.
Well, corn's going to be kind of choppy here because it's caught between some weaker outside markets, but then it sort of got its markets of its own. Friday's USDA numbers incorporating a tighter situation as we go down the road. Whether or not one agrees with those numbers, those are the numbers that's going to be around here at least for another 30 days. But corn sounds some good buying interest near today's lows. Looking at the day chart only, it left the chart gap there Friday. So pullbacks down that chart gap area is going to find support. And fundamentally, too, we did see USDA announce that we sold 113,000 tons of corn to South Korea. That's positive. We need to see sales and shipments pick up because we are sort of lagging to meet the USDA's forecast. Here at 10 o'clock, we'll see what the shipments say. They're looking for about 14 to 18 million bushels of wheat being shipped out, 38 to 45 corn, and 8 to 12 million bushels of beans.
Currently, we see July corn at 258 down a quarter to December, 281 and a quarter down a half. Last week's high on the December chart, the contract high now at 286, the high last week 262 in the July contract. The chances that we'll be higher at the end of the week?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know about the end of the week, but over time we'll probably try to take out these highs and try to push another dime higher. It seems like we had 10-cent objectives, 265, 275, 285, now 295. If the weather doesn't straighten out here and demand stays strong, and that might be the catalyst to try to get to that next level. But for the week, I think this 286, 285 in the level is pretty stiff resistance.
How do you read the wheat charts?
Well, they're going to sort of be a follower in here. This July wheat above $4 overbought. Chicago's going to be the same old story, follow Kansas City here. They're probably going to see some harvest pressure start to pick up here shortly. So chart-wise, I think the 410 in the July is probably going to be fairly good resistance here.
And then in the Chicago Board of Trade, would you expect that if we couldn't penetrate that resistance, we might go back and fill that gap that we saw last Friday?
I think we're vulnerable. You look at your momentum indicators, they're at the upper end of the scale. Short-term RSI levels are sort of plastered against the roof here. We've got, two types of markets here. One's the futures market, one's the cash market. Futures market's been strong on commodity fund buying, investment fund buying. It's overvalued. You look at the cash side, it's really struggling. So I think over time, the cash market's sort of going to keep a lid on the futures.
So the $100 question for you today is, what are you telling producers who are busily planting the 2006 crop about 2007 pricing opportunities?
Well, we're sticking to our marketing plan that we developed clear last winter. And as far as 2006 crop, I think you got to continue to scale up into it and be a seller as a producer. As a trader, it's a whole different story. So I think you got to continue to sell. 2007 crop, I think you're a seller there. We're officially 10% sold. We're going to scale into it. A lot of guys were starting sales for the fall 2007 at 270, 280 out of the field. And there's not too many years that's been your worst sell. Granted, our input costs are going to be higher, and that's why you need to be selling, because you're going to need 270, 280 out of the field.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a look at the current tick in Kansas City, July wheat 480 and a half, down three quarters. At the Board of Trade, July wheat 399 and a half, down two. September 411 and a half, down two. July corn 258 down a quarter. September 268 and a half, unchanged. December 281 and a quarter, down a half. December at 281, and that was down three quarters. Now July beans 603 down 10, August 610 down 9.5, September 614 down 9.25, November 624 down 8. July soybean meal 176.20 down 160. July soybean oil at 25.58 down 61. at the Merck May feeders. 102.42 and a half, up 2.5. June live cattle, 77.85, up 45. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.